Talking today with our senior senator for the state of Oklahoma, Senator Jim Imhoff. Jim, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you've been continued to follow pretty closely. One I think is your book that I know has just come out, and it kind of chronicles all of the things that we've talked about over a bunch of years regarding just this global warming issue that you've been on the attack about for what, I guess, really since I've known you.
12 years, yeah.
Yeah, it's been 12 years. If you remember, a lot of our listeners remember they used to, as back when Al Gore came back, it was the Clinton-Gore administration, they came back from Rio. We're all tied up to this thing wanting us to ratify the Kyoto Convention. Of course, the thing has been phony. In fact, they have rigged the science ever since it started. So what I did was we defeated all of the cap-and-trade bills, and those would have cost about somewhere between $300 and $400 billion a year. Now, I know it's hard to kind of relate to those figures, so I always calculate them with the number of families in my state of Oklahoma that file a tax return. That would have been a little over $3,000 a year, and you get nothing for it, just more regulation. And it's going to be really very difficult. I'd say it'd be harder on the ag community than any other sector, except maybe the energy community. So that's what the book is all about, and it's really kind of interesting because I started writing it 4 years ago because I was the one that stopped the cap and trade from passing. Well, when we killed all the bills, I quit writing until the rude awakening was when we found out that Barack Obama was going to try to do with regulations what he couldn't do with legislation. And to do that, we have to really get this thing together so that people understand it. Well, that's what the book is about. It's called The Greatest Hoax. And any of you out there that want to know what it's about or want to see some of the interviews, some of the hostile interviews I've had, the publisher has a website. It's called greatesthoax.com. Pull it up. Let me just tell you what I have been doing. A lot of people don't realize, and you've heard me say this before, the committee called Environment and Public Works is a committee that has jurisdiction over all the regulators like the EPA. Yet that's where most of the problems are. There are more things that can sit to that concern everyone who's listening to us now that are through regulations than there would be in the Farm Bill. I mean, the Farm Bill, I can't say much about that because I know Frank Lucas is the number one guy there, and he hasn't made decisions. I know he's going to have that safety net on direct payments, but I can't really address that. But what I can address is how the overregulation is killing them. They are trying through regulation to regulate every bit of standing water, so the federal that would be considered navigable water. They're trying to regulate our ozone. They tried to regulate farm dust, and we've actually won that temporarily, but they haven't given up yet. The biggest one of all the regulations is cap and trade, and it would be just a killer. And for those out there, and I know you're out there, who don't believe, think I've been wrong all these last 12 years and think that maybe the world is coming to an end after all because of man-made gases, just keep in mind, Obama's own director of the Environment and Public Works Committee, I'm sorry, the EPA, made the statement in response to my question live on TV, if we were to pass cap-and-trade either by regulation or by legislation, would that reduce the CO2 emissions? She said no, because that would only affect the United States, and that's not where the problem is. It's in China and India. So that's kind of a brief thing, but that would be the greatest single hardship on the ag community if they were able to pass it. And today in this crowd here, I'm going to be expanding my talk to also talk about some of the other problems, such as what he's doing to his disarming America, what he's doing through trying to kill energy in America, and, of course, his $5.3 trillion deficit that's 100% his doing.
Now, on EPA and agriculture, have they kind of backed up a little bit because it's an election year? Have they slowed down a little bit, you think?
They have, and here's the problem. They think Obama thinks if he can get reelected in November, then he can go full barrel forward. But temporarily, they've slowed down on some of the overregulation. Well, it's probably smart for him. He's even said that he is for natural gas when he's been fighting natural gas all along. And he's saying that he's not going to stop hydraulic fracturing, but he knows he is. He's still trying to regulate it. And the second that election's over, if he wins, we're going to have the most difficult 4 years of my lifetime. You know, I've got 20 kids and grandkids, and they're the ones I'm concerned about that are going to really be paying for all this.
Now, on the announcement this week of the strategic oil reserve being released, some of the barrels, does that concern you?
No, it's phony. First of all, if they did it, it'd just be for a short period of time. And secondly, what they're saying there is they need to have the increase in production. Well, you can do that overnight just by taking off the restrictions that he's put on, for example, public land, ANWR, the Gulf, so we have the largest recoverable reserves in gas, oil, and coal of any country in the world. That means we could be completely free from the Middle East in a matter of months. All we have to do is develop our own resources. So that's a phony gesture. And besides that, it's set there for that. It's there for an emergency. What if another Katrina came along? We would have to have that.
One last question, Senator, and that has to do with the elections. We've talked before the 2010 election, we talked about the possibility of the Republicans taking over. Didn't quite happen in the Senate. Is it going to happen in 12?
Yeah, it will. Republicans will control the House, definitely, and will also gain control of the Senate. And I'll tell you why. There are six Democrat incumbent senators who are not running this year, and five of them are not running because they know they're going to lose. We have three vulnerable Republicans in Maine, Massachusetts, and Nevada. I think we'll probably lose one of those. We'll pick up seven seats. We only need three, so we should have a majority plus three. And remember, you heard it here first. Write it down today.
Oklahoma Senior Senator Jim Inhofe visiting with us during the Oklahoma Pina Expo at Quartz Mountain Resort in southwest Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.